It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights beginning May 3rd. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hey, race fans, it's Saturday. That means, well, in some parts of Wisconsin, it may be race day, and others are getting ready to head to Madison tomorrow, along with Billy Doc Niles and Paul Reichert. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. Thanks for joining us on the Days In Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Thomas Sparta Speedway, O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
Our guest just hung up the phone. Dells Raceway Park, FansArena.com, Midwest Racing Connection, J&O Collectibles, and TheGlassCarver.com. We're going to jump right into today's program. Toma got things kickstarted last night. We're going to talk about that. Street drags and lacrosse are getting ready to kick off here soon enough. And everybody's hopefully going to be heading to Madison tomorrow, as it is the annual Joe Shear Classic at Madison International Speedway. And without further ado, let's get the promoter, the man that owns that racetrack, on the line with us, and that would be Greg McCarns. Greg, how are you, my friend?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Just getting ready to get the weekend going.
Practice underway for the Joe Shear Classic, the 11th annual ARCA Midwest Tour Joe Shear Classic is just getting underway right now. You might hear some super lates in the background. It's going to be going until 5, and the entry list was released midweek last week, and you've got to be pretty impressed that you're going to have a full slate of drivers coming down again.
Yeah, you know, we pride ourselves on bringing the best drivers and the best talent to our shows, and this entry list definitely lives up to the billing. Just amazing when I was sitting there going through it, the accomplishments of these guys, and you can't ask for a much better short track field than what we got running tomorrow at Madison for the Joe Shear Classic, which is very fitting for to honor such a great driver.
ARCA Midwest Tour will be headlining Madison International Speedway at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Along with them will be the Midwest Truck Series. I'll be along to announce the Mid-American Stock Car Series, and I think I'm also going to be voicing the Upper Midwest Vintage Series. Kind of a neat note that your PR guy, John, sent me this week. This will be the 183rd feature for the Midwest Truck Series at Madison since 97. That is impressive.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He told me that, and I guess that means that we're all getting a little older, because I remember when the truck started, and just been a big fan of them from day one, and just proud to have them as part of our show and such a great heritage at our racetrack. So, yeah, it's 183. That's getting up there. Before you know it, we'll be celebrating the 200th truck race at Wisconsin's fastest half mile.
Greg, one of the reasons everybody is gathering at Madison this weekend is to celebrate the life of the great legendary Joe Shear. Talk about maybe a couple of your favorite memories and what he means to a facility like Madison.
Well, you know, he's a four-time track champion at Madison, but six times at Rockford, and his ARCO championships, and you know, when the limited ASA schedules that he ran back in the day, he was always a force to be reckoned with. So, but Joe was just a intelligent competitor. And when Marshfield first got paved, I remember I was scoring the race and he spun down the backstretch, and you were kind of like, man, I don't know if I can count him out quite yet. And sure enough, he came back and won the race. And then the same thing at Kalamazoo. I think it was lap 18. He spun out coming out of turn four with some help, because it just didn't happen on his own. And those two drivers were sent to the back, and here the 36 car came roaring back to the front. But probably the coolest deal was a rain out in Lakeside Speedway in Kansas City, Missouri. And, it was Kansas City, Kansas. Doesn't matter. But the track was built in a floodplain, and it just had horrible weepers. And so, I mean, the who's who of the of the early Artco 90s was there, you know, Sawinski, Carlson, and, you know, they're trying to go right through the puddles, and Joe went out there for one hot lap session, came back, put it up on the jack stand, and come back out for qualifying and set fast time for the show. It was just he's such a student of racing and just a great leader in the pit area to set the example for guys like Matt Kenseth. And when you saw him digging out of turn four at La Crosse, Joe would have his tires down on the rumble strip. And to this day, when you're up in the tower and you see the car coming out of turn four at La Crosse, if they're down there in the rumble strips out of four, you know that they got the car to beat on the any given day.
Madison International Speedway owner and the owner of the ARCA Midwest Tour, Greg McCarns, joining us on the Days in Midwest Race Report here in 1460 WBOG. As of last week, Greg, 32 of the best Super Late Model drivers in the country from six states will be embarking this afternoon and tomorrow on the race. Do you expect any more entries?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that are sitting on the fence, so we'll see here. I haven't made it through the pit area yet today to see who pulled in, but we'll be sure to put it out on our social media, any of the late entries. But awfully proud of the caliber of drivers we have that are ready to run for 200 laps on Sunday. I always talk about that we, you know, the pedigree of the drivers that we have in the Midwest. You don't get that anywhere else. The amount of feature wins, the amount of championships, and their accomplishments behind the wheel. You don't see that when you go down south or you go out west. We're blessed in the Midwest to see the talent level that we have, whether it be at a weekly show or on the ARCA Midwest Tour, you know, for our 10 races this season. We just we got top talent, and I'll put these guys up against anyone in the nation.
And Greg, of course, Madison actually will be marking the 50th anniversary of the opening here, building the track into the half mile that Sam Bardas did back in 1969. I know it's not the actual 50th anniversary, but what do you plan to do to mark the 50th anniversary of the building of the current track at Madison?
Yeah, so it was actually the American Legion Speedway, and it was a quarter-mile dirt track, and then Sam Bardas came and in 1969, opened up Capital Super Speedway. There's a few years there where it sat dormant, but, there's such racing history. So the front of our concession stands, we have all the track champions and all the major event winners listed. And awesome picture of Sam looking out over the track after he first built it. So he built Griffith Park, which was in Wisconsin Rapids, Golden Sands and Plover, and State Park Speedway at the bottom of Rib Mountain in Wausau. And then this was the pride and joy, the super speedway, if you will, the big half mile in Oregon. And need to carry on that legacy. Our first show at Madison in 2015, the first Joe Street Classic that we were operating the track for, Sam came down and he passed away shortly thereafter, but you could see the pride in his eyes for what he and his team built. And the McCarns team is proud to carry that tradition on.
Before we talk about the schedule of events for this weekend, talk about some of the highlights you got scheduled for the ARCA Midwest Tour for the 2019 season.
We're just trying to have some fun with race cars again, whether it be at Madison or on the tour. So, after the Joe Shearer Classic, we go and help State Park Speedway open up their season on May 18th. And then we're going to Jefferson on our traditional stop there on Saturday, Memorial Day. And we're really close to announcing a really cool special event in conjunction with the Salute to Troops 100. That event in itself is cool. We invite past and present military down on the track for opening ceremonies. It's a special event. And then we're returning to Wisconsin International Raceway on Memorial Day Monday, and we're going to run triple 50 features, which is something we had done at Ileana in the past. But it'll be the top Fox River Racing Club guys running their super lates for 50 laps, the Midwest Tour stars and cars running for 50 laps for points, and then we'll transfer the top 10 out of each and a couple provisionals, and then we'll turn them loose for another 50 laps for $5,000 a win. Oh. No points on the line, so it's balls to the wall. When we did it at Ileana, Andrew Morrissey came from 14th, two tires in the grass, just awesome to watch when the points aren't on the line and they can just get after it. So That format in itself is going to be really cool. And then a couple weeks later, we return the Milwaukee Mile, which super proud to
can't wait for that one
there at the mile. Yeah, on
man,
Father's
I can't
Day,
wait for that one.
June 16th. So tickets go on sale at Wisconsin Menards locations for both our ARCA National Tour race on the 14th at Madison, and then for the ARCA Midwest Tour race on the 16th at Milwaukee. So those events are cool, and then we wrap up June with the All-Star 100 presented by Car Corner at Rockford Speedway, which is another traditional event that's been going on since 1978. So big in tradition, but all those events offer something different for the fans and drivers alike.
Tomorrow, folks, the Joe Scheer Classic at the Madison International Speedway. A quick rundown on the schedule as we've got to get Greg out back on the track. He's going to go. Practice will start rotating at 11:30. Qualifying begins at 12:45 for the Midwest Trucks, Mid-Ams, and the ARCA Midwest Tour. A top 16 autograph session in turn four. You're going to make sure to head down to the Party Pavilion, and then opening ceremonies at 1 o'clock, 1:50 that is, and the racing begins with the Upper Midwest Vintage Series, Midwest Trucks, ARCA Midwest Tour, and the Mid-American Stock Cars before the big 200-lapper at 2 o'clock. Greg McCard's owner of the Madison International Speedway. I've proudly worked for that man for the past 13 years. Greg, we are out of time, but we're glad that you had a chance to hop in here before practice gets underway today, and we will be seeing you tomorrow. Hopefully the weather's going to be great, and I never did get my autographed pretzel for being the first one to down that puppy a couple of years ago.
Well, we're just glad you survived it. So, like all the friends from the lacrosse area down here to Madison for the Joe Scheer Classic 200 tomorrow.
All righty. Hey, Greg, real quickly, if they need more information on tickets or directions, if they've never been there, where do they go?
MISracing.com is our website. Otherwise, 608-835-9700 will put you into the office landline.
All righty, 11th Annual Joe Scheer Classic for $10,000 to win will be tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock, and that is Greg McCarns, owner of Madison International Speedway and the ARCA Midwest Tour. Greg, thanks for joining us in the program. When we come back, we're going to talk some local flavor. That's going to come up next in the Days in Midwest Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Oh, O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and a six-shooter chaos event second over the line wins. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com. And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report here at 1460 WBOG. CoolGold1460.com. That's where you can find the show being podcasted each and every week. And you can find it on the World Wide Web on your phone. That's called the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
One of three teammates going to be joining us in the program today. We're just going to do a couple of Leithies and a Bjorkman in that order. I think this, let's see, Tom's been on before. Tom Leithie has. He'll be on the program. You were on, Bjorkman, you were on, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, we had him on right after he won Oktoberfest, I do believe.
Is this your first time, Mark?
Yep.
Yep.
Wow, Mark's a virgin at being on the radio.
Maybe he should have gone last.
No, we're just going to throw him to the wall. We're not going to let him get comfortable cheating with what these guys say behind him.
Yeah, right.
He's been a sportsman driver at the La Crosse Speedway, and I was very surprised to see him in a pretty BA-looking Honda Civic during the Frostbuster at La Crosse Speedway last weekend, and he is now going to be running Hornets this year. That will be Mark Lethe out of West Salem. How are you, bud?
Pretty good.
What? You're going backwards. But I think,
yeah.
But I think from the look on your face when I first saw the Hornet, looks like you're going backwards to have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I got a baby on the way this year, so
congrats!
So scaling back a little bit, just basically because sportsmen race every week and Hornets race every other week, so that makes the schedule a little bit easier. So
and it also takes not that big a toll on the pocketbook.
Yeah, exactly. And the Hornet class is really fun. There's a lot of good drivers and fast cars, and you know there can be 20 to 30 cars in a night, so it's always a good time.
That's got to be such a challenge, too. I mean, not knocking the sportsman's class, but that's just happening all over the place that sportsmen are seeing the lower numbers each year. But then you go out there and you mix it up with guys like – I mean, Tom, now is Tom, you going to run a Hornet this year part-time? That's what I want to see is you versus Tom versus Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We actually had a couple weeks where we did do that. We just didn't have the same gut of cars to get through the pack. So
for those of you at home who are not sighted on the radio, Tom was shaking his head no, by the way.
No, Tom's concentrating on a sportsman championship, which we're going to talk about here when we get him on in the next segment. So you found an old dirt car, which I was up at MTS last week, and I was vaguely surprised to see their 35 car count of Hornets has now been slimmed down to about 12 to 15. Lots of rule changes up there. So I'm pretty sure anywhere you go, you can find a good dirt Hornet on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. It was actually Jason Lindvig's backup car that he got. It sat for 5 years. We threw some gas in it, a couple switches, and it fired right up. So we brought it out to the track.
Okay, so it hasn't been on a track in 5 years. Would that explain the little problem you had there at the Frostbuster?
Yeah. Not every part was gone through, so.
So explain what happened.
Well, I think the axle's kind of a major part.
The axle's definitely a major part. I had to shift gears on the track because I didn't have the right size tires, so that took a toll on the axle. And going over the bump in one and two, the axle just broke on me, and that was the end of that. So.
And I don't know if you heard me say it on our two-way when I was headed up top of the track to watch the sportsman feature, but I found the chunk of his axle in the infield of the quarter mile.
I remember you saying something about that.
So pretty impressive, a little slice you got there. How much work do you have to do now to get that thing ready to go? Is it just changing the axle or do you got more to do?
Yeah, it's just changing the axle in that car. I'm actually building a brand new Hornet car. I just didn't have it done for the first week, so that's why I ran that. So.
And you're talking about not the right size tire, so I would assume you're going to fix that too?
Yep. Well, we're going to have to do some practicing and figure out what size tires are going to work and what we need to run second, not have to shift between gears.
Now, next race for the Hornets at La Crosse, by the way, will be the grand opening evening of May 11th as you join late model sportsman hobby stocks and the minivans.
So it's how much of a difference? I mean, you've gone from the little track to the big track. Do you remember how to do it or did it take you a few laps to figure out what you were doing again?
I mean, it all comes the same. It's just, you know, you're going faster. Sportsman car is a little more loose going around the corners. I guess the biggest difference, like I said, is just going through a lot more traffic and dipping and dodging and diving all the cars out there. So
well, yeah, one of the things I always had trouble with going from the big track to the little track was walling her up a little bit earlier than you used to going into the corner. Did you have any problem with that, or did it just all come back to you?
I mean, it kind of came back to me. I mean, in the Hornet car, you can kind of throw it in there a little farther and, you know, get through the corner better than the sportsman would if you tried to dive in there really hard. So,
you know, if you look at the Hornet over the past, I'd say 3 or 4 years, we're going to ask little Bjorkman that here a little bit. Hornet driving has got a lot more aggressive. I mean, when I started at La Crosse 13 years ago, there was 80-some Hornets, and, of course, there were a lot more than that before I got there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of tedious driving, and now that the numbers have gone down between, say, 25 to 30 on any given night, it's gotten a lot more aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Chuck did a lot of things with the rules that were good to make the cars handle better. So cars can get up in that third, fourth groove and go three wide, four wide, and make it work. So
yeah, ask little Jimmy about that because he lives up there.
Yep.
But that's a good spot. I mean, that's the thing you're probably going to have to learn about your car.
Yep.
Is if you take Cheyenne Stanfield, loves to go to the outside. She's just way too tight to be dropping out of turn four and then kind of bottom feeding. If you take Jake Schommers, Schommers likes to go that mid to upper groove as well. There's only a handful of cars that can actually survive. LeMoyne could survive riding a low. I mean, that's pretty much how he got his championship last year. But that's one thing you're going to have to find out is where does that car want to perform.
Yeah, I think running on the outside is the way to get around that track. And if you want to win features and championships, that's the way to do it. So
now that you're dropping down to Hornets, I hate saying dropping down because it's still competing.
Hey, to me, a racer's a racer. I don't care. Racer, you're part of the show.
Yep. Is this going to be the plan for a few years, or do you plan to go back up to Sportsman at some point?
Yeah, for a few years. I mean, the goal this year is to beat Jimmy and get the championship, and hopefully he finishes second. But
oh, he is nice. Laughing it up back
nice.
There.
Nice. I like
but,
that.
If he wins the championship, I'd like to come back the next year and try to win it. So.
Now, do you still have the Sportsman car laying around?
No, I ended up selling that to a guy in Norway, Michigan. So
holy okay, because that was a former Mid-Am car that Danny Gilster had ran, and, of course, Mid-Am's running tomorrow. Down in Madison, so I kind of wondered if maybe somebody had picked that up in Norway. That's a good track for that car.
Yep, yeah. I think he'll do good there. He was pretty excited about it, so he said he's never had a car of that caliber, so it should be a good car for him.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So was he moving up in class then?
Yeah, I think his daughter's actually going to race it, so.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yep.
You bring up Dan Gilster, so what's going on with Dan this year?
Dan had rotator cuff surgery, so he's keeping him out of the car for a little bit. I think he's talking about running the Dells a little bit, maybe come to lacrosse a couple times. So
I did one of Danny's daughter's postseason playoff basketball games for KQED-TV, as a matter of fact. And I saw him down in the grandstand, so we talked afterwards. And he's got this huge pad that he can't, you know, that separates your arm from your body. I'm like, what is that all about? And he said, well, it was rotator cuff, and the more digging they did, the more damage they found. And he said, man, I'm going to be lucky to come back by Oktoberfest. And he was serious. And I thought that man was going to cry because that's just like telling Tom Lethe, hey, Tom, you get the race once this year. Tom's like, I don't think so.
Yep. Yeah, so I think he'll find his way out there and he'll add some excitement to the Sportsman's a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, we got less than 2 minutes here. So tell us who's helping you out sponsor-wise for the 2019 season.
I got Nick's Bar, R&E Sports Shop in Avon, Gilster Farms, Gilster Genetics, and Cool Beer.
Once again, for those of you who are not sighted on the radio, he did that Jonathan Eckleberg style without any notes.
You know, I can't drive by Nick's Bar. Sean Knobloch and I went and had prime rib at the diner across from Nick's Bar last Saturday night. I cannot go past it without thinking about you and Tom because you have your smoker there every single year.
Yep.
And I've never been invited to DJ it yet either. Isn't that pretty sad?
Well, yeah. Don't you have enough?
All they got to do is give me a date, and I could bump somebody off.
Diker's Dozen could turn into Diker's Baker's Dozen.
Man.
That'd be a big schedule.
Got one more, Jeff Thompson. You guys going to see Thompson's this afternoon?
Yeah.
Cool beans. You bowling in it?
No, I don't think so.
We are bowling in it.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
That's going to be ugly, too,
We get done here, right down to All-Star Lanes.
Mark Lee thinking to take his chances in the Hornet division of the lacrosse speedway this year, going from about 15 to 18 sportsmen down to the small track, challenging about 25 per night. Next time he will be out will be Saturday, May 11th. Mark, great having you on, and we're going to have you on the TV program this weekend as well.
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
Already one of three of the Lethe Bjorkman Racing Clan. Great to have him finally on the program. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tom Lethe. That's next in the Midwest Days In Race Report.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the racing, the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and terrific food. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 5, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The Ultimate Platter Challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
This is Justin Malkin, driver of the number 51 NASCAR late model at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway. You are listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio man Dan Doctor, Paul Reichert, and Billy Knock Niles. This is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report at 1460 WBOG, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Thomas Porta Speedway, O'Reilly's, FansArena.com, Dells Raceway Park, Midwest Racing Connection, Jano Collectibles, and TheGlassCover.com. Next guest took third in Sportsman Points last year, and as you and I have talked the past couple of years, we talk about who other people say should be winning championships because we just don't throw names out there because, well, we're too involved in the sport. And our next guest definitely, after his performance last year, has his name being kicked around to win a Sportsman Championship at the La Crosse Speedway this year, and that will be the number 50 of Tom Lethy. Tom, good to have you in, brother.
Thanks.
Good way to start the season, coming off of a pretty impressive run last year.
Yeah, last year we built a new car and started off a little slow, but definitely picked up. And
I remember the night he brought that car out last year because it was a little bit later than the normal 3:30 or so. And everyone in the grandstands texted me, "Whose car is that?" I'm like, "That's Tom Lethy's, and that thing kicks ass."
Yeah, well, and even you go back to the Frostbuster last year. I think you were in Uncle Dan's car to start the year out, weren't you?
Yep. We started working on that like 2 or 3 days before the Frostbuster, once we kind of decided mine wasn't going to be done, and brought his out, and it was fast right out of the bat.
Compare the two. Who's faster, you or Danny, car-wise?
Mine had a little more speed last year, but I still say that his is the best handling car I've ever drove. So
I think Danny would say the same thing handling-wise. He's got that thing, so it's down to a T.
Yep.
Let's go talk about the middle of last year where you went on an incredible streak, albeit aided a couple of times in the pits. But
W is a W.
W is a W. That's what they tell me, by the way.
He had it, what, 3 times last year? They told Bill that once.
And within 3 weeks, you go from running around fourth or fifth to being in championship contention.
Yeah, I definitely think if after that first week or the second week, when we wrecked in the dash and didn't run the feature, that definitely put us behind the eight ball. And if it wasn't for that, I think we would have run right there with Bachman and Weber. So, but either way, it was still a really good year.
And that, you know, that had to have been one of the fastest I've seen anybody catapult themselves from the mid-season to where they were in points to find themselves being talked about for running for a championship. I've never seen someone do it that fast, but that four-week stretch you had, man, was just incredible.
Yeah, and being that last year was my first feature win, and then to have 4 more after that, so I couldn't have asked for more. So,
did you have to build a new trophy case?
It's only 4 trophies, Diker.
Yeah, but that was 4 that he didn't have.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just kind of laying around. But
so you come out for 2019. Wow, I'm just backwards 6 years.
You're still living in the past, dude.
And your name is obvious. I mean, you watch social media as much as I do. Your name has been kicked around as an obvious person that could win a championship this year. Have you headed into the year? I mean, obviously you had a very good start to the Frostbuster last weekend. Now we're off for a couple weeks. Are you going to use that as any momentum, or are you just going, hey, I'm going race by race?
Yeah, I'm just going to basically do my own thing, and the points will take care of themselves, and just got to have consistent runs and stay out of trouble.
In the back of your mind, is there a goal? Is championship the goal? Top three again?
Yeah, championship's definitely the goal this year. So, and never had a fast time yet, so that's definitely another goal too. So.
You've never had a fast time?
Nope.
Really?
Never in my life. So,
Paul, you should have prepped us on that one earlier. I never knew that before.
You're fired,
wow.
Statman.
Yeah, Statman's starting to screw up early in the race season here. We're going to blow that one off, though.
Talk.
Wow, that's kind of a surprise. Well, you got to figure, though, Humpfeld, every time he goes out, qualifies fastest. Bachman had a pretty good string last year. Past 2 years, Worthen's had a pretty good string. Every now and then, Hesselberg
Weber
will throw one in. Weber's going to have a couple of them. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of a – yeah, we need to get him up front to pull the invert numbers one of these nights.
Well, someday it will happen, I'm sure. But talk about the competition in that class, because even though the numbers are sitting in that 12 to 15 range, you got about 6 to 8 guys that could pull a string and win at any given night.
Yeah, you definitely got to be in your A game. Otherwise, someone will be right there to take your spot. And, yeah, it just keeps you working on the car every week.
So what did you think of week number one? I mean, did you come out and do what you wanted to do week number one? Or did you get some – because that practice Thursday night, he almost backed it into the wall in turn two. And he had to have been not even a foot or so from the wall. And then I left about 6:30, and then I'm getting a text from – I can't remember who was in the grandstands – that you actually succeeded in putting into the wall. Major damage 2 days before the Frostbuster or not?
I had to replace the front bumper and pound out the airbox and basically remount the front end. But besides that, we had to change the whole setup in the car too, because at practice it wasn't working, so – the Frostbuster, to me, was like a win for all the issues we had. So
You had a lot of issues on Frostbuster Day, too. So talk about them, because to pull a second place after all that is that's a heck of a day.
Yeah. After qualifying, I think we got fourth or whatever, and I pulled into my spot, and my steering box, the seal blew out. So we had to run back to the shop and go grab one that was actually off of Mark's car that we had sitting around, and we got it swapped out just in time for the dash, and I got out there as they're taking the one to go, so.
Oh, man.
You know, we kind of thought the dash was a little funny with only two cars, and then did Hesselberg come running out late, then you come running out late.
Yeah, I know. Hesselberg said he had some, I think he said he thought his right front tire was going down, so he pulled back in. And said it was just fine. He just said the way it was laying just wasn't right. So, yeah, it did look kind of the 6-for-6 dash with two cars. I'm like, okay, what are we waiting on here?
So, what are your aspirations? Do you look towards a late model in the future, or are you just content with being in Sportsman right now?
Right now I'm pretty content, being that we kind of just built that car last year. And I know late models is a big step, and I like to be able to be competitive, and with my budget, I don't know if I could with a late model, so Sportsman does it for me right now.
So are you going to have Mark? I mean, obviously he's going to run part-time this year, but if he has time, I'm sure you're going to be down there every single week, and the same thing with Jimmy. I mean, that's a pretty good team that you've got assembled down there now.
Yeah, them two guys help out. My brother Jesse, he comes down a lot too, and my uncle Paul, and then we got Ryan Powell that's there every week too. And
Ryan Powell's like a mother hen with all the cars he works on walking around them pits.
Man, that guy's, he needs some new shoes. He's like he's like John Scott, man. Every time you see John Scott, he's with somebody else. He's working on somebody else's car, but it's nice to have that kind of a luxury.
It's definitely an RPM chassis you're running then, right?
Yep.
Nice. So talk about who's helping you out sponsor-wise this year.
We got Nick's Bar, Iron Ram Fab, ABC and Consulting, Cool Beer, Chug-a-Lug Transport, and Lindvig Trucking, R&E Sports and Avon Shop, and Gilster Farms.
Cool Beer.
Yeah, Cool Beer.
Did you ever have a hat when you ran Lost Lake?
No, but I had a shirt.
Okay, I think I got a T-shirt from you.
I did have a hat. It was a white one. It really didn't match with anything I wore, though.
No. The beer went down good, though. I still have one in my garage for an entire race season, and that winter, as a matter of fact. Lethe number two, Mark, is going to be running a Hornet. Tom has aspirations on a championship this year and is a guaranteed solid contender. Every single weekend he's out. I know that you would like to take those, some people say fake W's from last year, turn them into W's this year. I think you got what it takes, man.
You got two legitimate W's last year. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like I said, a win's a win. Who cares? When you open up the point standings on Sunday morning, that's what cares right there.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if the top three gets knocked out. W is a W. All right, Tom. Hey, thanks for joining us in the program. We're going to get him on the TV show as well. And, hey, congrats this year. And we're going to get you that fast time. You got to come up there and do a pre-race with me.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, second part of Lethe Racing coming into West Salem. That is Tom Lethe. Another gentleman that's going to be working with them this year is going to join us next. That's going to be Jimmy Bjorkman. He's coming up next on 1460 WBOG.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Barta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and a six-shooter chaos event second over the line wins. For schedules and more information, go to thomasbartaspeedway.com. And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back at the Thomas Barta Speedway.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Are you ready for the Ultimate Platter Challenge? Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is loaded with pork, brisket, chicken, ribs, three sides, and four slices of bread. If you can eat it all, it's yours free. I'll even give you a certificate for another one you can share with your friends. So how about it? You ready to take the challenge? Stop by, check out the rules, and dig in. And oh yeah, that's a mouthful.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg, driver of the number 86 late model at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You're listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Once again, welcome back, race fans. It is time for more of the Midwest Race Report brought to you by Days In here on 1460 WBOG. That's Billy Doc Niles. Paul, the Penguin Reichert, ran down to the snack machine, and I'm radio man Dan Dyker. Bringing in our next guest, and he is a part of the Mark Lethe and the Tom Lethe Racing Team. Out of West Salem, he runs a Hornet as well, and it's one of those names that you got to put into contention to win a championship this year, and that would be Jimmy Bjorkman. What's up, brother?
Nothing much. Good to be back.
Good to have you. It's been a couple of years since we've had him on the program.
I don't think we've had him on since he won the Oktoberfest race a couple of years ago.
Yep, I think it was right after that.
I think the last time we had him on, we had a booster seat, so he's growing up a little bit.
Yeah, well, he also had a trophy that was just about as tall as him.
So what have you been up to, man?
Nothing much. I guess the season just started, so getting the car ready and racing.
And you kind of have also picked up where you left off last year. Solid finish for the Frostbuster.
Yeah, we got third in the heat and fifth in the feature. So that was the goal was to get top five in the feature, so we got that.
You know, that car has been one of the fastest cars out there the last couple of years. And what do you do in the off season to make it bigger? How much more can you do to that car?
We just take care of it and make sure it's ready to go each week.
One of the things I'm impressed with you is you're one of the rare few who will go three and four wide on the outside. I mean, I watched you at the Frostbuster start in the back after that accident and go from dead last, I think just about 10th by the time he hit the first turn. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I just gets bunched up in the bottom, so it seems open up top, so I just put it up there and it works out.
Do you do something special to make the car handle up a little higher, or do you just drive it and hope it sticks?
I just drive it and turn the wheel.
You don't got one of them two sitting over in the corner. The car will stick if you go to the outside.
No.
Is he too young to remember that movie?
Jimmy's like, what the hell is he even talking about?
What is he talking about? Yep.
Jimmy Bjorken joining us on the Midwest Race Report Days In program on 1460 WBOG today. How kind of sum up your feelings on how last year went, because I had a feeling about midway through the season you were the one that was going to take home the crown, and of course, and you had a lot of different situations and your car didn't look the prettiest that it did to start the year, but kind of talk about how 2018 went for you.
Oh, well, coming into 2018, was goal to, the goal was to win the championship because I finished second in 2017, and throughout the year we were in the mix the whole year, and some things happened 2 weeks out of the year, and finished second again. So
close.
Yeah, I think it was 11 points last year.
Yeah, I mean, that because I was going to say the past 2 years, with about four races to go, that's going to be the tightest I've seen the Hornets, because you take two or three races left, you get like nine names that are sitting there 20 points out of first place. One bad wreck, and someone's going to go from 11th to 2nd in a heartbeat, and luckily you haven't been in that kind of a situation. But when does it get frustrating for you that you're that close again?
I think when going into fast and always in 2nd going in, knowing I got to make the move that night, and then doesn't happen, I guess.
Of course, Brandon LeMoyne knew points-wise, what he had to do at Fest, and I was even talking to him on Facebook before that, and he's like, well, I just got to watch where Jimmy is, and if I get behind Jimmy, just stay behind him because I don't have to count points. But you made it interesting at Fest because he was the first one to say that. Man, I couldn't count anymore because of where you and your champion were. That made things interesting.
Yeah, I think he had to finish dead last night to win it, and made it up to third, but couldn't catch
you. About halfway through that thing, man, you were moving too. I'm like, this is really going to be cool.
I think he had to finish somewhere around 16th, and he was hovering right around there for most of the race till the crowd got thinned out after a couple of accidents.
Yep.
And then he made a move into the top 10 to secure it. Talk about the competition in this Hornets, because the Hornets and the Street Stocks are two of the toughest classes to win a feature in. Talk about the competition you face every week.
Oh, yeah, they're all – we got a couple pretty strong drivers. You got Chris Berg, you got Mark Bornitz, Patrick Tickey,
Brandon LeMoyne. Champion.
Yep, Brandon LeMoyne last year. So they're all always up in the mix there.
And, of course, you know, I take the Frostbuster with the Hornet drivers. I mean, obviously we're going to have a lot more like we normally do. You had Ridge Owine wins the feature. Now, that's not your typical Hornet car coming out of Minnesota, because when he runs at Elko – he can also run that as an Enduro car. Troy Tuma was out there testing his Enduro car. His buddy from Chaska, Minnesota, had never even been in a car. The 86 had hit the front wall by the flag stand. So you take those three cars out of there. Now you're back to your regular Hornet division where you know who's driving what and what they can do. That's going to make you feel a bit more comfortable than looking over your shoulder going, now, who's that guy?
Yeah, I just I saw who won the race on the leaderboard. I didn't really even know who that was. So then I found out after, but now the other guys that I know.
Oh, he ran Midwest Dash Series for a couple of years, and he's dominant up at Elko Speedway in Minnesota. He'll run Enduro cars with Justin Cialici all the time. He'll run probably, you know, 5, 8, 9, 10 Enduro cars in that same car. So I knew who it was coming around. And I like Ridge. He's a great guy, but I really wish one of our locals would have got that race.
Yeah, I think Chris got second, so he was running him down. I think he got right to his bumper there at the end, and he almost
that,
got it.
You know, another three laps, and Chris Thunderberg wins that race.
Yeah, I watched the replay of it, and he was right on his bumper there with a checkered flag.
Aspirations for this year, of course, being close that much, I don't think it's an aspiration. Now it's more like a determination this year.
Yeah, finishing second 2 years in a row definitely makes me more want it than I did 2 years ago.
Now, does being determined, does that mean you're still going to throw caution to the wind and run four wide, or are you going to be a little more careful at spots now?
Depends on the situation, I guess. I mean, I was a little more patient this week, but then I got in that wreck in the first lap, so then I went three wide there to get back where I was.
Talk about something like that, because when you get in, most people get into a wreck, all of a sudden it seems like they throw all logic out the window and they'll try anything to get back to the front. Is that the way?
Especially in the back of a Hornet feature.
Is that the way you're thinking from the back of a Hornet feature?
Kind of. I just know I got to get back up there, so I got to do what I got to do.
Now, earlier in the program, Mark Lethius said he's beating you for the championship this year.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, once he gets his new car out there, it should be interesting. Once he see how good that runs.
He's already in a hole. He broke an axle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the point standings right here. How much do you guys lead on each other? You've got Mark now was in a sportsman. He's going to be in a Hornet, and you're in a Hornet, and Tom's running a sportsman. How much do the three of you work together on a Saturday at La Crosse Speedway?
Well, I mean, we all pit by each other, and if I got questions or need help, they always help me, and I've seen them help each other.
And you're not one that, you know, a lot of Thunders, we talk about this in the past, Thunderstock guys, Bolster brings one person, this person brings one. You always have a nice little team assembled around the 28 that really, really want to get you on that track.
Yeah, I mean, I got them each week, and then my brothers, Matt Leithy, and then Jesse Bjorkman are there. Like Tom said, my Uncle Paul's there, and then this year one of my friends is helping out too.
Okay, to end the confusion, how are you related to these two guys back here?
Brothers.
They're our brothers. Yep. Okay. Brothers. Just wanted to make sure.
He's just, you know, he hasn't hit that growth pattern yet that most 11-year-olds say. I always like better about his height.
11-year-olds? Wait a minute. Aren't you like 19 or something?
Yep, 19.
Real quickly, man, I've got this guy on Snapchat, and he's like Mr. World Traveler this wintertime. This Snapchat, he's at a hockey game. This one, he's got some hot babes in a different country. This one, he's in Pennsylvania. I mean, what do you do during the wintertime that puts you all over the place like that?
I just find some friends, and we go places. Have some
they
fun.
Do, man. I mean, you talk about living your life at a young age. This guy was all over the place during the winter.
Oh, I want to live vicariously through you. Say, we only got, about a minute left here. Talk about the sponsors helping you out in 2019.
This year I got Nick's Bar on the Hood, Features in Holman, R&E Sports and Avon Shop, The Zone Sports Bar and Grill, Overtime Pub, Gilster Farms, Marcy's Pet Spa, Weir's Machine, and Frog Racing.
All righty. That is Jimmy Bjorkman drives the 28J Hornet. And the La Crosse Speedway, of course, that will be a name that's going to be in contention this year. Past 2 years, we've had, I think, three or four former track champions fighting for that top spot. Brian LeMoyne took it away from all of them last year. But don't be surprised if Jimmy is right there again come Oktoberfest. I want to thank you for coming to the program. You're going to stick around and do some TV?
Yep, sounds good.
No booster seat this year.
Oh, hey, that's your God, you're just mean.
He knows I love him. He's a good kid. When we come back, Paul Reichert, who is a human booster seat. He's got his own report coming up next on 1460 WDOG.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3-mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the racing, the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and terrific food. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 5, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The Ultimate Platter Challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
It's the Three Stooges of Short Track Racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days End Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio Man Dan Dyke, along with Billy Doc Niles and the Penguin Paul Ranker. This is the Days End Midwest Race Report on 1460 WBOG here every Saturday at noon. And Billy Doc Niles, I look over at the Penguins paper, and it's growing.
It is. I mean, at the first couple of weeks, he might have had just a paragraph. He's got a little over a half a sheet of paper, which means tracks are starting to open up around the country. Series are starting to get heated up, and he's got all the winners. So let's get into this week's edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
All right, Bill, we'll start with Thursday night. The Lucas Oil American Sprint Car Series at Eagle, Nebraska. Canadian Thomas Kennedy won. He also won Friday night's race at US 36 Raceway in Osborne, Missouri. The U.S. Modified Touring Series at 81 Speedway in Park City, Kansas. That went to Zach Vanderbeek. Friday at Five Flags, Pro Late Model feature went to Colby Howard, and hopefully you saw that wreck that Joe Lynn Wilkinson had.
Ooh, that was nasty. That was nasty.
But the good news is
front end went bye-bye.
Yeah, she fortunately got out of the hospital on Tuesday. Not going to need surgery on the ankle there. Mississippi Thunder got their season started. Adam Hensel won the USRA Modified feature at Red Cedar Speedway. Season opener took place. John Canton won the Wasota Late Model feature. Michael Truce got the Wasota Modified feature. ARCA ran the high banks of Talladega. Todd Gilliland won the race. They decided to enter that race about a week and a half before it happened.
What?
Yes, they mentioned it during the broadcast, yeah.
Jeez.
Ty finished fourth, Natalie Decker 23rd. Durant's Lane Late Models, that's the former N.E. Smith Late Models. They were at the Talladega Short Track for a two-night show. Friday's feature went to Jake Knowles. Saturday's feature won by John Ownby. The Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models at Thunderbird Raceway in Muskegee, Oklahoma. Earl Pearson Jr. won that race. Modifieds of Mayhem also at Five Flags. Kyle Purvis scored the win. Ricky Weiss won the Southern All-Star Series race at Smoky Mountain Speedway in Maryville, Tennessee. Derek Ramirez won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at the Kansas State Fairgrounds in Hutchinson. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Lake Ozark Speedway in Eldon, Missouri. Brad Sweet was your winner. Saturday, of course, snow everywhere and didn't do a lot for racing.
That was a miserable day.
Yeah, but Shawno did get their season opener in. Brett Swedberg won the late model feature. Benji LaCrosse won the IMCA modified feature.
Love Benji LaCrosse.
Yes, AMA Supercross.
I used to announce Benji when I was announcing dirt racing at the Manitowoc Expo 15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm. AMA Supercross at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Cooper Webb scored the win. Lucas Oil Midwest late models at Caney, Kansas. Will Vaught scored the win. Northwest Super Late Models opened their season at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval in East Wenatchee, Washington. Grayson Raz, don't confuse him with Kaz Gralla, scored the win.
That's still one of my favorite names, yeah. Kaz Gralla.
Southern All-Stars were at the Talladega Short Track Saturday night. Brandon Overton the winner. Top Gun Super 6 Super Late Models at 417 Southern Speedway in Punta Gorda, Florida. Jesse Dutilli the winner. And Jake O'Neill won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Lawndale, Oklahoma. On Sunday, Slender got their season opener in. Twin 50s for the Super Late Models. Dennis Prenny won the first. His nephew, reigning Super Late Model track champ, Alex Prenny won the second. Jacob Nonstad won the Late Model feature.
Have you seen the Prenny's Late Models this year?
I saw the 11 car. I haven't seen the 42 car yet.
Oh, those look fantastic. They do.
American Super Cup also at Slinger. Mick Ellis won the race. American Canadian Tour and the Pass North Tour, both at Oxford Plains Speedway in Oxford, Maine. Brian Kruzek won the ACT race. And Garrett Hall took the Pass North race. Auto Value Super Sprints and the USAC Silver Crown, both at Toledo, Ohio. Aaron Pierce won the Auto Value Super Sprint race. Cody Swanson took the USAC Sprint Silver Crown race. And NHRA was at ZMAX Dragway down in Charlotte for the 4-Wide Nationals. Steve Torrance, victorious in Top Fuel. Sean Langdon won in Fundy Car. And Pro Stock Motorcycles went to Andrew Hines. And that'll do it for this edition of Record Race Rewind.
What do you think of the 4-Wide that NHRA has been doing the past 2 years?
It's different. It's interesting. I kind of like it.
Nobody has yet to start in the left track and plow their way over all four tracks in some kind of a destructive race. Nobody has done that yet. That's what I'm not waiting to see it at 200 and some odd mile per hour, no matter what kind of a funny car you have. But I think it's kind of interesting when you're sending four down at the same time. I can't wait to watch them do that at Vegas this year.
Just to save you, I'm doing this.
Yeah, knock on four mica.
Knock on four. Hey, when we come back, the sexy voiceover chick is going to throw the white flag. One more lap to go. You are listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Every Saturday at Dell's Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the racing, the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and terrific food. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 5, green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to dellsracewaypark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dell's Raceway Park.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thoma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and a six-shooter chaos event second over the line wins. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday night racing is back at the Thoma Sparta Speedway.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. I got a busy afternoon coming up here. I've got to talk about the ARCA Midwest Tour at Madison tomorrow. Then we've got to go bowling, which is going to be just a hilarious in itself.
Jesse, are you bowling with us today? No.
Then I have to DJ Thompson Smoker at All-Star Lanes. That man has got – have you been watching the pictures of stuff he's been throwing up there?
I've been seeing some of the things that are going on this afternoon.
He's got trips to Mexico. He's got NASCAR experiences with a Kyle Petty racing experience.
You two got your bowling arms ready?
I'm not worried about that, man. I'm going after prizes. That's – my bowling is – I haven't bowled since I tore both my knees, so this will be something to watch.
Our sponsor wants a trophy.
I'm just doing it from my knees. I have a long enough reach.
Our sponsor wants a trophy. I'll keep reminding you of that.
Christian Racing is paying for our sponsorship today.
Nice.
And Paul's paying for the beer.
God, this is going to be a great day.
If you're going to head down to Madison tomorrow, Paul, what time is the limo coming to get me? Nine?
Nine, yes.
That's the time the pit gate opens. Practice starts at 11:30, rotating. 12:45 is qualifying. A top 16 autograph session will be in the turn four party pavilion. That'll be about 1:30, 1:45. Opening ceremonies at 1:50, then racing begins at 2. It's the Upper Midwest Vintage Series, Midwest Trucks, Mid-American Stock Car Series, which I'll be announcing, and then the ARCA Midwest Tour. Carson Quapple. I want to say Carson Quapple wins that race tomorrow. Paul?
I'm thinking Bubba eventually gets used to a track.
Bubba's had no luck in Wisconsin. Yeah. He's going to be 0-for.
Well, I get a funny feeling he might pull it off this year.
Billy Doc?
Danny Fredrickson.
He's about due.
He is due. After a miserable Oktoberfest, that man.
And the past 2 years of getting into some collisions down in Madison, yeah.
That man's going to be seeing red tomorrow.
It's the 11th annual Joe Scheer Classic 200 ARCA Midwest Tour race coming up tomorrow at Madison International Speedway. 32 entries right now from six states. I would say they're going to get about 37 to 38. That's about the normal range right there. Mm-hmm. If you need more information, just look up ARCA Midwest Tour on Facebook, but the weather should be pretty good. My question is, can we get down there fast enough for me to plow one of those pound-and-a-half pretzels with my Bavarian mustard?
Well, I think you can pull that off again.
And they want us to stop at the Stoughton Pancake House first. I'm the only guy in the history of the Stoughton Pancake House get a piece of bacon in my orange juice.
Yes.
Aren't you special?
From last year. But Ramso can't go. He's got to work tomorrow. He's not going to be with us.
You're going to be hungover anyway.
Nope. Already made myself a promise. It's not going to happen. What else is on the schedule going on, Billy?
Oh, we got a lot going on. It's this afternoon. Matter of fact, in about 2 hours from now, Marshfield Speedway, CWRA, Stars the Legend, top the show there. Plus four more exciting divisions. Women in for $5, and they get a free gift. Rockford Speedway tonight, full program, plus five divisions, 7:07 start time.
They've been rained out twice in a row.
Yeah, they have. It's a good night, though. They're going to have a good night. Same thing with Jefferson Speedway, six divisions in a full program, 7 o'clock start. Tomorrow, of course, Dan already talked about everything going on at Madison, ARCA Midwest Tour, Joe Scheer Classic, 2 o'clock start. Slinger Speedway, 200 laps, small car enduro, 2 o'clock start there. Next Friday.
Our friend Troy Tuma is going to be at that one.
Yes, a lot of the Old Ridge Old Wine.
Old Ridge Old Wine. It was the first one to sign up.
Next Friday night, of course, Thoma Sparta Speedway after that great show they put on last night. Six divisions, 7:30, green flag there. Golden Sands Speedway and Plover, five divisions, 7 o'clock. Hawkeye Downs and Cedar Rapids, five divisions also, 7:30. Get out and support your local short track.
Hawkeye Downs has started their street drags. La Crosse Speedway's first
street
drags
is
May 10th.
Yep.
And the first one was rained out for the Madison International Speedway that they hold at the Milwaukee Mile. Check out their Facebook for that schedule as well. For Billy Doc Niles and Paul Riker, my name is Dan Dyker. We got a busy afternoon. Got a bowl. Got to do a smoker. Then we head into Madison tomorrow. Hey, I want to thank Mark Lethe, Tom Lethe, Jimmy Bjorkman, and Greg McCarns for joining us on The Big Show. Until next week, where you're going to hear a whole lot of Super Late Model interviews. That's going to do it. Jesse, thanks for telling us to wrap it up. I'm Dan Dyker. Thanks for joining us on the Days in Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WPOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days in Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days in Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Thomas Sparta Speedway, racing Friday night. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.